getting that feeling again. You know, that special feeling when someone is about to dream about me. Oh boy, this is what I like. Gee, I wonder where this dream will take me. Wow, look at me. If you didn't know I wasn't Ragged Ann, boy, would you be surprised. Look at my red cape and my red hood. Well, anyone who saw me would know I was Little Red Ragged Ann. Oh, boy! And look at this basket of goodies I have. Cookies and cakes and donuts. Oh, well, I know what I'm supposed to do with them. I have to take them to my grandmother's house. Oh, well, she isn't feeling very well. And Mother told me to go straight to her house because she'd be waiting for me. So, I guess I'd better get started. Oh, but I like going through the woods. You know how I like the flowers and the birds and the trees. So I started to walk, and I was skipping and having a wonderful time until somebody came up behind me and said, "Good morning, Little Red Ragged Ann." And I turned around, and do you know who it was? Well, it was a wolf. And he said, "How are you today? May I introduce myself? I am Mr. Wolf." Well, knowing I should be very polite, I said, "Oh, it's very nice to know you, Mr. Wolf. I'm Ragged Ann, and, oh, well, I can't stay to talk, because, you see, my mother sent me to Grandmother's house. Oh, she's not feeling very well, and I promised her I'd take this basket full of goodies straight to Grandmother's house." Well, then the wolf, he said to me, he said, "Ragged Ann, if your grandmother's not feeling well, I have a wonderful idea. Why don't you stay around the woods and pick some flowers for grandmother? Oh, she'd like that. Why, flowers always make somebody feel real good." Well, I thought about that, and you know what? It sounded like a very good idea. So I thanked Mr. Wolf. I said, "Oh, thank you very much. I think I will. Grandmother would like that." So that's exactly what I did. Oh, I had a wonderful time. I picked some red ones and some yellow ones and some purple ones and... Before I knew it... Oh, it was getting very, very late and golly, as usual... I was getting hungry, but the important thing was I was late to Grandmother's house, so I started to run because I knew Grandmother would worry about me, and I ran all the way until I finally saw her house. So I went up to the front door, and I knocked on the front door, and I heard a voice say, "Come in." So I did. I said, "Oh, good afternoon, Grandmother. How are you feeling today? I hope better. Well, Mother sent me over here with a basket full of goodies, and she..." "Grandmother, what large eyes you have."
"Well, the better to see you with, my dear."
"Oh, well, that makes sense. Anyway, so in the basket, Grandmother, I have some eggs, and I have some cookies, and..." "But Grandmother... what large ears you have!"
"What was that, my dear?"
"I said, what large ears you have!"
"Well, that's the better to hear you with."
"Oh, well, that makes sense. Anyway, Grandmother, and I also brought you some beautiful flowers because..."
"But Grandmother, what large teeth you have!" "Well, my dear, that's the better to eat you with."
Oh, my goodness. Then I knew. Why, that wasn't Grandmother at all. It was the wolf, and he started to chase me. So I ran out of the house, and I ran as fast as I could, and I ran. But the wolf was getting closer and closer and closer. And just as he was about to grab me, I woke up. Boy.
I woke up to find it was only a dream. Boy, was I lucky. Aren't dreams wonderful? They know just when to end. But you know what I like best about dreams? I like the part just before I'm ready to go to sleep. Someone who loves me very much says, "Good night, Raggedy Ann. Sweet dreams." And you know what? They always are.